Thanks very much, Cathal. A new tracker by the Irish League of Credit Unions suggests that for all adults, monthly disposable income has increased by €13 over the last year. And for working adults, disposable income has increased by €20 a month since April 2013. There's also been a fall in the number of people who say their disposable income has decreased, and more people are in a position to save compared to this time last year. Kieran Brennan, Chief Executive of the Irish League of Credit Unions, is with us in studio. Kieran, firstly, how do you explain your figures in the light of the figures that were published yesterday by the Central Statistics Office? Yours show an improving picture. The CSO's shows a huge increase in the number of people living in poverty.
I don't think they contradict each other. Ours is, as you know, a quarterly survey. We survey 1,000 people every 3 months. And so it's a snapshot of what's going on now. The CSO's figures are more historical and they're more longitudinal. They go back and make a comparison between what happened in 06 or 07, 08 and what's happened now. So they're measuring the overall, if you like, decrease that would have taken place. And we would have seen that every 3 months in our surveys as well. So they match up well.
So take us through your snapshot first of disposable income.
Well, I think you've mentioned the headline figures there, that we're seeing, as it were, a gradual increase in disposable income. It's not that the amount of money going into the households has increased rapidly. It's just that people are managing it so much better. So it's a gradual increase, but an increase in disposable income at the end when they've paid all of their monthly bills. They have more money because they're managing their funds so much better. But still a lot of people in economic pain out there. We've still got 38% of households, for example, who can't pay all of their household bills every single month. We still have 1 million people who have less than €50 a month when they've paid off all of their household bills. But overall, the sentiment is improving.
Has their attitude to bills or their way of coping with bills changed?
Well, if we take an example, we looked at motoring this month and the costs and management of people's driving habits. And what we see there is really good consumer behaviour. One big figure, for example, would be that 60% of people who drive now have changed their motor insurance provider in the last month. That's a huge figure, and it's indicative of the fact that the majority of us are out there seeking value, and that's pushing down, as it were, prices from suppliers, and it's good consumer behaviour overall, learned during the course of this crisis.
And more people are saving as well, which is good for the credit unions.
Yes, that's reflective in our figures. We see a gradual increase month on month in the amount coming in savings into credit unions. Overall, the survey tells us it's up from 39% of people who can save to 44%. The average amount that's being saved has risen from 170 to 177 euros per month. That might seem modest, but what it means is people are moving from a situation where they couldn't save anything to where they can save something, no matter how modest that is.
Now, your statement says that over the past 12 months, the first signs of a possible economic recovery are visible. That's one of your quotes. It's quite conditional. What's it depending on?
As I say, no increase in the money going into households, but there are some cost increases that households have had to deal with, including the property tax and also child-related expenses. So things like the cost of putting kids in a creche and so on has gone up. But what we're seeing is more people are beginning to choose to do so. So, for example, you might have people who are returning to work who didn't need external child minding who now need to pay for it. Others who would have had the granny minding the kids now have the choice to pay for it. And they're making that discretionary choice. It's non-essential spending that they are choosing to do. Extracurricular activity in schools, more expenditure on that. That is discretionary. In other words, people are beginning to decide we are going to spend money. That's good for the economy. Okay. That's a fragile return of confidence.
So childcare costs expanding, as are household costs and water charges ahead. Kieran Brennan, Chief Executive of the Irish League of Credit Unions, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Briefly, drinks group Diageo, which owns Guinness, Baileys and Smirnoff, among other brands, has reported a small increase in sales over the past 9 months, thanks to a strong performance in North and South America. In a trading statement this morning, Diageo says its sales for the 9 months to the end of March were up 0.3%, and that's despite weakness in Western Europe and Southeast Asia, where Diageo says sales have suffered because of political instability in one of its key markets, and that's Thailand. On the currency markets, the euro is trading at $1.38 and at 82 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you very much.